This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
7:41. Good morning. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass, and he and Mike are going to be in matching shirts very soon.
Twinsies.
Twinsies with their significant others plastered all over them.
Dude, I cannot explain how much I love this.
I know.
Right now.
I'm actually impressed that you figured it out before I did. I don't know why I didn't
Once you said a t-shirt, it all just clicked.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't think about that. As I was pulling it out, he's like, I know what it is. I'm like, well,
soon as
how
you said
do you know
t-shirt,
what it
is? I was like, I know exactly what
That's
this is.
That's such a good call.
Because it made so much sense.
Like, I definitely was so judgmental. Like when Dylan had his on. Didn't we put in fair foul that day?
Oh, yeah.
It was like,
oh yeah. That's right.
Wearing a t-shirt with your significant other's picture on the front.
My.
I was like, oh, man, it's foul. Foul
my,
for me.
How the turntables.
Foul for me. Now I have nowhere to go here. I'm going to tweet a picture of it, though.
Yeah, tweet out a picture. We're also going to ask that in Wake Up Call. Hint, hint. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We did get some good news yesterday that the Atlanta Hawks announced today that Trae Young has been assigned to the College Park Skyhawks.
Shout out to Mike Conte, who texted me earlier and was like, just so you know, the players of Trae Young's caliber are not eligible to actually play. He's just going down there to practice for a few days.
Okay.
That's interesting. I was kind of thinking of it as a MLB kind of rehab assignment, and yet that's kind of not where we land for this. So I'll be interested to see what the turnaround is, get a couple practices in. I find it intriguing because I don't think the Hawks play till Friday.
No, they play tomorrow.
They play tomorrow in Charlotte?
In Charlotte.
In Charlotte, yeah. So there you go, man. You had a couple of days. Go get the grind on. Make sure you're in good shape, and let's roll.
Yeah, I was, and like you said, shout out to Mike Conte. I was today years old when I learned that rule, too. I guess it kind of makes sense. I mean, I guess you would technically need, like, a two-way contract to be
able
Mike to
go down. Yeah, Mike did it with John Collins. Same thing. So
it makes sense. But, look, at the end of the day, we talked about it earlier, the key for Trae Young coming back and the key to this Hawks team continuing to go on the trajectory, even though they've been on a little bit of a slide recently, for them to continue the trajectory they've been on for most of the season, Trae Young has to come back and he has to fit into what this offense has been, which is an offense that leads the league in assists at 31 per game, and the ball has to continue to stay live and has to continue to move around. And Trae Young can't come in and just kind of make the offense different to the fact to where he likes to dribble the ball a lot and have the ball in his hands a lot and kind of take guys off the dribble and then create offense that way. It has to be a thing of where you continue to move the ball around and get good shots that way, which they've been doing. So that's going to be the million, billion, trillion dollar question is, can Trae Young come in and adjust to what the Hawks have been doing? Because it's obviously been working on the offensive end. So to me, that is the one and only thing to watch out for when Trae Young comes back here. There will be, I think, an adjustment period, and I think we all can agree on that. But it shouldn't take too entirely long because even though they haven't played together a lot this season, the core of this team has played together quite a bit. So, you know, it shouldn't be that much of an adjustment period, and hopefully they can somewhat hit the ground running when he comes back.
How many zeros is that? Million, billion, trillion?
12? 9?
Oh, we're way past that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, trillions. Yeah, trillions.
Million,
a lot
billion,
more.
Trillion.
I have no clue.
That's
no
a
clue.
Lot of zeros, though. A lot.
Well, we'll be excited to get him back. I am curious, before we get too mic'd up, what is Curious George up to today?
George was he pulled out a crazy tactic last night.
He's the elf that is visiting.
George is our elf that visits us on a nightly basis leading up to Christmas. He pulled out a crazy tactic. So evidently he went into ChatGPT. I'm trying to figure out the best way to talk about this.
Yeah.
He went into ChatGPT and he took a picture from our refrigerator of both of my kids and got a coloring sheet made of him and the kids. And so they can go to school today and color this coloring sheet. And it's a picture of them that ChatGPT has turned into a picture. And he was like, hey, just wanted you guys to have this to have a little fun. And he kind of hid inside of their cup of markers at the house.
As long as he doesn't send them a t-shirt with his face on it. I mean, yeah. I think it'll be all right. Make them wear that. Yep. Maybe he seems pretty smart.
You know what's going to happen at school today, though, is everyone's going to be jealous of Ridge and Stevie's pictures.
Yeah.
So then, because they're going to tell them, hey, George got this for us, and now those kids are going to go home and tell their parents,
you know what?
Their elf did this.
I'm in charge of pickup today, and I'm going to make sure I'm a little bit late so that all the other parents that are picking up can be, you know, dragged over to my kid's table and be like, Mommy, look what Ridge's elf brought.
You know what?
Like, that's pretty cool.
That makes Curious George even smarter because that's exactly what he wanted to.
I know.
That's exactly what he wants.
He is a legend, that Curious George, man. So, yeah, it's that time. What is it? It's December 17th. I wonder if George is, you know, kind of running out of ideas at this point. Starting to run a little thin.
Hey, I'm sure all the elves talk and they all figure out the little shenanigans they're going to get into.
Yeah, I was today years old when I learned that the elf is from Marietta. It was actually created in Marietta. So.
Wow. The OG.
The OG.
OG elf.
There you go. Very cool.
Well, I mean, if Curious George has run out of ideas, I'm sure just like he went on ChatGPT for the coloring sheets, he can chat GPT some ideas if he needs to.
That's a great point.
Just put in elf on the shelf ideas.
All right, man, let's do this thing. And as a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it, family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Make sure you bring your elf if he wants to get some chicken wings along the way. Maybe even wear a t-shirt of your wife's face as you head over to Buffalo's Cafe. Talking about your herd, man, there you go.
We really need to figure out how she got the exact same template.
It is crazy.
A Simone shirt.
I am tweeting it out as we speak.
Okay.
And if you're not already with us, you can go to my Twitter and
I'll
check it out
it
at
too.
929. I'm sorry, not at 929 Morning Show, at MPJohnson79. So it's going to be interesting.
I feel like Simone and Lindsay were in cahoots. I feel like Simone hooked her up.
She maybe did.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know how you found this kind of thing, but it's crazy.
All right. It's Which One Wednesday. So, Bo, we're going to start with you on this. Which matters more in college football playoffs, momentum or the actual matchup?
I think you look at last year, Ohio State gained momentum based on matchups that were good for them. It's starting off, and then they just kind of roll through. But the matchup means a lot. Look, momentum, it doesn't matter. Styles make fights. And, you know, you need to be able to match up well with your opponent. So I would say the matchup.
Word the question one more time so I can make sure I'm understanding this.
Which matters more in the college football playoffs, momentum or the matchup?
I'm going to say momentum. I'm going to say momentum because I don't know what to think about Alabama right now. And you look at the way they were early in the season, felt really good about where they were as a team, you know, aside from the Florida State loss. But, man, they have zero momentum on their side right now. They've played not very good in the last 6 weeks. And after getting the doors blown off of them against Georgia just a couple of weeks ago, I don't feel great about it. So maybe with the off week you can get back to it. But momentum would be a nice thing to have on your side for sure.
Okay. Bo, we're going to start with you on this one for no reason whatsoever. If someone has to park outside and has a small walk to work, which is worse, freezing cold or pouring rain?
Pouring rain. Yeah, pouring rain. You getting wet is way worse than being cold. You're only cold for the short amount of the walk, but the rain is miserable because as someone that had to walk to work at one point in time in his career, if you don't maybe know or plan that it's going to rain and it just starts raining on you and then a car splashes a puddle on you, you're wet all day. You won't be cold all day.
Let me flip this question and just ask this. What's worse, having to walk 200 yards to work or having a coworker that reminds you of it every single day that you now have to walk 200 yards into your office in the cold and the rain? Allie, thank you so much.
I have not thought
about it other than Allie talking trash.
I would tell you that perspective is everything. You shouldn't let someone else control your emotions.
Boy, that's an interesting one.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We're going to move on to another interesting question. Which would you rather wear, Mike? Your rival's gear, so a UGA jersey, or the shirt with your significant other's face?
Wow. Hey,
there's only one right answer, Mike.
I rock this shirt every single day till it freaking fell apart, man, till it turned to dust before I rocked the UGA shirt. And y'all know I have nothing but good vibes toward Georgia. I don't.
Right.
Love Kirby, love the whole thing. But you ain't going to catch me in nobody else's college gear. Abso-freaking-lutely not, man. Never.
What about you, Bo?
Yeah, I tend to agree. I mean, some of us actually care about our teams and don't just flip a switch and wear the team's gear randomly.
So we've seen a lot of complaints about refs in games. We've seen a lot of complaints about coaches. Which one gets blamed more unfairly, refs or coaches? Mike, you go first on this.
Unfairly. I would say referees probably. Probably because in the end, the coach does have a job to do and the coach is in control of winning a lot of times. Not every time. Sometimes bad things happen and players make bad plays. But the refs, no matter what happens, half of the people sitting in the stadium or half the people watching, I guess, are going to hate you.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, it is a 95% chance that when you're watching a football game, you're going to think that the ref made a bad call at some point. So I would say probably unfairly, if you're going that route, the referees probably.
I would say coaches. The coaches are blamed for every single thing that happens, and that's kind of their job. I get it, but the ref's job, ref's got one job to do, get the call right. Coach is trying to not only keep an entire group of sometimes young men or, you know, in line, you know, not from walking out with $100 worth of items that they decided not to scan at a Walmart, to the point of, you know, being controlled for people, someone losing their emotions or just making mistakes, not doing their job. And, or, you know, can sometimes they've coaches get blamed for, things that are completely out of control, like, you know, like high school coaches, where how they can get other players, and how some schools can do what, you know, some of these programs are doing and go grab players out of their markets and put them in there, and some can't because of academics and stuff.
Speaking of which, we got to talk about the high school championship going on right now, because some major games happened yesterday.
Yeah.
But moving on, which Falcon will finish with more touchdowns at the end of the season, Bijan Robinson or Tyler Allgeier? They both have 8 apiece, Bo.
Bijan, he's got more opportunities in the receiving game.
I'd be curious to see how they approach the red zone kind of going in there. I thought that Tyler Allgeier would be a bigger part of the plan last week and gets 2 carries. So I think the Bo's probably right. Bijan probably going to end up with more touchdowns. If you start getting in some more red zone, inside the 10, inside the 5, tight red situations, maybe Tyler can do that. But Bijan's just, he's a threat to do it anywhere on the field at any time, specifically when you get to the plus side of the 50-yard line. So I would say that this point, probably Bijan.
Which would you rather watch again? Go with me on this. The Braves World Series win. Picture it. The Dansby, Freddie throw. The parade. The confetti. Would you rather watch that over again or the birth of your child? Because yesterday,
my wife's not still listening.
Yesterday, y'all had some issues with childbirth.
I wouldn't give up being in the room. Don't get me wrong. And I'm glad that I was there to witness the miracle that is childbirth. There's no doubt about it. But if you want to talk about the lasting visuals, give me the World Series.
Freddie Freeman.
Give me the World Series. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, this is some things you can't unsee. So, yeah, World Series. Yeah, I don't mind replaying that one.
Well, the difference is I knew what I was watching with the World Series. I did not know what I was watching with the birth of my.
That's where you turn your head to the side and go, what is that?
My child. Well, I mean, I don't think that's a very fair question.
Loaded.
I just would like to know if the shoe was on the other foot in this situation right now, how you would respond.
Yeah, seriously.
One last one. Which Christmas character story would you rather live through? Clark Griswold or Ralphie from A Christmas Story?
I feel like sometimes I do have a little bit of Clark Griswold in me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I like the thought of a big family Christmas. Like the thought of, you know, doing things a certain way. And I don't know that I'll ever drive out and try to cut my own tree down or anything like that. But, yeah, there's something to be said about setting up the ornaments with your kid and doing that whole thing. So I would say I probably have a little bit more Clark Griswold in me.
I would say Clark Griswold, because at least he had dreams of Christy Brinkley at times.
Yeah, that worked out.
So at the pool. Yeah. And he did get his bonus. Ralphie was a dumbass and actually did shoot his eye out. So
poor Ralphie.
Poor Ralphie. All right, coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. We got to ask the question again. Would you wear your significant other's face on your shirt? Now, Dylan and Mike are proud owners of shirts that contain multiple photos of their significant others.
I love this. Right, Mike, proud. Money sign. I just noticed that the S is a money sign.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It is a money sign. That's cool.
I just tweeted it out, if you haven't seen it, at MPJohnson79.
And then the Falcons, Cardinals, where's your confidence level on this? 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.